Afternoons with Scotty K.
Taylor, you are in Elmwood Park, a teacher on your way home. Appreciate you and everything you do, but it's time for the Monday Minute Mystery. Isn't that dramatic?
Very much so.
All right. Great. One more time. A boy went to a shelter looking for a dog, and he said the one with a head and a tail, but no body, will help him decide. What is the one?
It has to be a quarter.
It has to be, well, or it could be like a nickel or a dime, but yes, it's a coin.
True.
Get the right music for this. Have you heard of a guy named Coyote Peterson? He's a YouTube star. He's not any YouTube star, but he's making $300,000 a month on his YouTube channel where he gets stung by some of the most disgusting and venomous insects in the world and just videotapes it. This is him getting stung by, it's so crazy, an executioner wasp, it's called.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that's really bad really quick!
That's really bad really quick! All he does is videotape it, and he makes over $300,000 a month in advertising. It's crazy. If you want to see the videos, they're wild, and some of these bugs are I'm not a bug person, but if you want to see him, text Sting, STING, to 44995. I'll send him to you. Parents, I want to do a little off-air survey here for a second because we got to debunk some rumors. So if you're a parent of, let's say, a kid under the age of 12, all right, I need your help. 312-946-4995 if you're a parent under the age of, not a parent under the age of 12, a parent with a kid under the age of 12. Things got weird real quick. All right, parents, pay attention. Yesterday, I asked at this time if there were any parents that had kids under the age of 12 I wanted to talk to you. Here's why. Brittany, you have one, right?
I have an 8-year-old daughter.
And you do also, right, Karen?
I have a 5-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son.
How many times, and we'll start with you, Brittany, would you say in a day that your kid says they are bored?
Oh, my God. A million.
A million?
It's got to be more than that. Don't be bored.
1 million. That's funny. Karen, you have 2 kids. How many times a day do they say, Mom, I'm bored?
I probably say about 100.
100 times? See, I thought this was pretty low, too. So this is what the study says. Says the average parent estimates their kid says, I'm bored, ready? 6 times a day.
That's it?
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. I thought every parent was going to go, nope, that can't be true.
Well, my kid, no.
Thank you, ladies. Here's what I'm looking for, okay? Let's take a little left turn. I'm looking for anybody who thinks that they had or know of the absolute worst bridesmaid. More on why in a second. I asked for somebody who thinks they had the worst bridesmaid in the world. But Sabrina, you called to tell me what?
It was actually me.
You were the bad bridesmaid. Okay, hold on 1 second. I want to come back and chat with you. We'll find out what it is you did.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We'll find out in 3 minutes. Well, let's get back to possibly the worst bridesmaid in the history of bridesmaids. All right, Sabrina in Mundelein, you ready?
Hello.
Now, yesterday I was telling you that this woman had the internet Photoshop her bridesmaid out of the pictures because she was so bad. But you said you could and top it, and you were the one that was bad, huh?
It was my cousin's wedding. We all went downtown. All of us had only one bathroom to share.
Okay.
All the bridal gifts were in there, and my sister was in the bathroom and went and unlocked the door, and I had nowhere to go, and I managed to ruin all of my cousin's bride's gifts.
You peed in the gift bags?
I guess I thought it was a toilet or something.
I thought this was going to be like the bridesmaid's movie. You were going to use the sink, but you peed in the gift bags.
Yep.
That's so funny. Thank you so much for calling. I can't believe that tomorrow's October 1st already. It's crazy. Ron, question. Do you like pumpkin spice lattes?
My wife does.
Okay.
She's a pumpkin spice latte.
Is she? Okay, so you answered that exactly how I thought that was going to go. Because now there's this new survey, wherever surveys come from, that men like pumpkin spice season more than they like football season.
No, no chance.
That's what I thought. So I thought it would be really difficult to find a woman that would call and say, my man loves fall festivities, pumpkin spice lattes, all of it more than I do.
No, no chance.
Right.
Go Bears.
Right. Go Bears. That's right. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thanks, man.
I'm going to open the lines. I don't think I'm going to get any calls for this, but if you can 100% say that your man loves the fall season more than you do, 312-946-4995. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't think anyone's going to call. 312-946-4995. Natalie, can you believe tomorrow is October 1st?
I know. I'm so excited. Favorite season.
It is your favorite season, but is it your boy boyfriend Zach's favorite season?
It is. He loves going apple picking, going to pumpkin farms, just going on hikes, everything fall related.
I love it. You guys decorate your house, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what they say, couples at PSL together stay together.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit this, and I'm excited to hear what you also will admit. 312-946-4995, something that you and your significant other do that nobody knows about. Over the past couple of weeks, my fiance and I have never seen them, but we watched all 8 of the Harry Potter movies, which isn't weird. The weird part is we both have wands, and during the movie, we would also act out and pretend like we were doing the spells with the wands. This is a no-judgment zone, people. 312-946-4995. Chris, you're in McHenry. The weird thing you and your significant other do that no one knows about is what?
We'll take pictures of ourselves and see who can make the ugliest face.
And who wins?
Oh, I get in trouble for saying, but we'll just go with me.
Chris, I think that's a really good choice you made there. Do not tell your wife that she has an uglier face than you. Thank you, Chris. All right, Charlotte, you're in Hanover Park. What do you and your significant other do when no one's watching?
We imagine end-of-the-world type scenarios, and we prep for them.
Really? So you've been ready for 2020 for a long time?
Pretty much.
How does it go down? How does this happen?
Favorite, I think, is nuclear warfare.
Got it. That's your favorite. That's a weird way to put that, but awesome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, of course.
And I'll be at your bunker if anything goes down. That got dark really fast. If you have an irrational fear, 312-946-4995. What is it? Because recently, Kane Brown told a story of my irrational fear. For some reason, I don't know why, because I live in Chicago, but I have a fear of getting hit in the head by like a coconut or a pineapple that falls off a tree. And Christine, I know you're in Hanover Park, but that happened to Kane Brown's makeup artist during the video shoot for Cool Again.
That's something that only thing happens in cartoons.
Yes, cartoons and Kane Brown's life. It's so weird. What's your irrational fear?
I actually have an irrational fear of hurricanes, even though we live nowhere near the ocean.
I mean, I think that's a pretty rational fear. They're terrifying. Well, I hope we never get a hurricane here.
I know, either.
Although you never know the way 2020 is going.
That's true.
Stacey in West Chicago, your irrational fear?
Overflowing toilet.
Oh,
of any kind. I don't care. It freaks me out and it's disgusting.
I think it's a legit fear. Are you afraid something is going to come out of it? It's just going to keep flooding? What's the worst case scenario?
Yeah, it's all of it. It's just, I don't know, just the sight of it freaks me out.
So let me guess, you are not a plumber.
No.
Got it. Okay. Good luck and be careful in the bathroom, okay? I heard it's dangerous.
Yes, thanks.
Tracy, you're in Evergreen Park. What is your irrational fear?
I have a fear of open elevators.
Oh, really? I've always been really afraid of dropping my keys down the elevator shaft. What's yours?
No, like the glass ones where you can see out.
Oh.
Every single time I'll go in like water place, yeah, and I will be sitting in the corner crying.
Oh no.
Because my friends are making me go up an elevator.
I mean, they got escalators at Water Tower Place, so I don't know what your friends are doing to you, why they did that. That's mean.
They're not very nice.
All right, no glass elevators, unless it's the Wonkavator. That one I'm all about.
Okay.
Tell me a tale. I give you the tail end of a song, and Jessica in North Aurora, you tell me what song is this the tail end of?
Fear Never Broke My Heart by Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, there it is. There, good job. You got that fast. I wanted to play that because Aaron told us this morning he has a new song out that's going to be on his deluxe album, and it's like a super breakup song.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Other Guy, which you don't get a lot of breakup songs with him because he's very happily married now, and it's been going well.
Right.
Thank you so much for playing. If you want that song, text DISH to 44995, and I'll send it to you. Karen, you were telling me you were a crazy dog person, right? You just do something elaborate for your dog.
Yeah. Every year we get him like a little dog cake for his birthday and sing him happy birthday. We took him everywhere with us.
Small dog that you could just carry everywhere?
It was a Rottweiler.
You brought a Rottweiler everywhere you went?
Yeah. He was awesome, yeah.
So funny. Well, so I have this story about this woman who just went viral because she had, unfortunately, her dog passed away, but she wrote this like extravagant, elaborate obituary that went viral for the dog. And I was like, that's, aww, how you know. Yeah, it's super cute, but that's only something that a crazy dog parent would understand, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I would do that for my dogs too, but if you don't have dogs, you're like, this woman is out of her mind. Right?
Yeah.
If you want to see this obituary that this woman wrote, it's beautiful, actually. Text dog to 44995 and I'll send it to you.
Okay. I listen to you guys on my way to work, on my way home from work.
Aww.
People call me and they know that they're not allowed to talk to me until I get to work because I'm listening listening to US 99.
Oh my God, I feel like such a priority in your life. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys, honestly, with all of this and everything, you guys have been doing such a great job of just helping us create some sort of normalcy in a place where there's no normalcy.
Well, you have no idea what that means to me. That's why I got into radio. Like, you can get music a million different places, but that's what makes Chicago special is you and I, we get to celebrate Cubs and Sox and Bears wins together. So thank you for letting me be a part of your life every day. Have a great day. Call anytime.
You too. Thank you.
Fun every afternoon from 3 to 7 on US 99.